Yes, this is Youth Voice here on KSCR 90.7 FM Everett. I'm your producer, Nate, and here's our good friend, Troy.
Howdy!
Hey.
I've got candy bar in my teeth.
Oh, that's lovely.
You know what, Nate?
What?
6 years ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
On a station far, far away, a program was born. Youth Voice, yeah. Youth Voice started 6 years ago on a station called KRKO, an AM station, which at the time that we joined up, they were sort of an oldies station. They played a lot of music. And then by the time we had joined up, they'd switched to a talk show, radio talk format. And they were sort of the right-wing talk show. So, you know, they had a bunch of I'm trying to think of all the people that they had on there, but I for the life of me can't remember them. Who's the crazy guy, the convicted felon with the gun?
What?
He's a talk show host now. He was like Yeah, he does. He talks about him all the time. That's his, and a convicted felon? No. You know, that part of the show. Anyway, the point of all this is to say that 5 years ago, a program started called Youth Voice. It started on a station, an AM station, KRKO. What had happened is a man by the name of Greg Tisdale came to the YMCA, and he approached us and said, I've got some extra marketing money. I would like to spend that somehow, but I'd like to spend it in a way that benefits youth. His idea, what he had wanted to do, was to take the KRKO van and drive it out to the different late-night programs and do like a DJ thing and have the kids request music, and that's sort of what he would do. When he approached us with the idea, it sounded kind of weird. I mean, I don't know how compelling that would have been. For kids to get involved in, and there was really no opportunity for kids to really learn. And I mean, they would basically just go to a late night program and hang around with kids and play music. What we did then is we got together a group of kids from different areas of the county, a group that was participating in a program called Youth Initiative. And Youth Initiative was a leadership group that met once a week to discuss issues. It was like a discussion group, and then basically we identified an issue that we thought that they felt passionate about, and then they would identify a way to address that. Gather those kids up from Marysville, from Everett. I think that was at Marysville and Everett. There was probably about, I'd say 30 kids involved all told. And that they all sat down, and I said, this is the opportunity that we have. We've got radio time. How do we use it? And thus, Youth Voice was born. The old show was pretty interesting. It was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of lame radio. I mean, it was bad. I mean, if you think this is bad, boy, that was bad. I mean, it was truly horrifying. I was listening to some old tapes, and mercy. Mercy me. It was bad. But a lot of fun. And we just had a total blast. Our time slot, Saturday nights, 12 to 3 in the morning. It was horrible. But it was kind of fun, though, because it gave kids the opportunity to go out and do something on a Saturday night. And many of the kids there said, if I wasn't here, I would be out partying. I'd be out drinking. I'd be out whatever. So they spent their Saturday nights, instead of going out and hanging out and partying and drinking, they were hanging out at the station. And we had tons of kids hanging out at the station, but only two kids on the air at a time. That was it. We just weren't set up to do it any other way. And we had a board operator from the station that was there. We didn't run our own show. Over time, the match between Youth Voice and KRKO just didn't necessarily fit. We were sort of leftist talk. We were sort of, you know, kids spoke their mind about issues, not necessarily eloquently. You know, it just got to a point where we determined that maybe looking for a new opportunity would be best. As our relationship sort of deteriorated, we decided that we would... Excuse me. We decided that we would look for a new station. I contacted Ed Bremmer here at 90.7 KSCR and said, hey, this is what we do, Ed. I would like to be able to come and sit down and talk with you and see if there's an opportunity for us to move our show from KRKO to KSCR. Met with Ed, played him a tape of a show, one of, you know, the best, which the best show then is one of our worst shows now. I mean, it was just heinous now that I think about how bad that show was. Met with the board of directors. They embraced the idea with open arms. They loved the idea of a youth-run radio talk show on 90.7 KSCR. We started on Sundays, started with an hour, and then moved to 90 minutes, and here we've been. And I got to tell you that the transition between a commercial to a nonprofit was the best thing that had ever happened to the show. KSCR has been so supportive. KSCR has been so much fun. We've had a blast here. We've had a blast, and we've really been able to grow as a show and to grow as radio personalities. I mean, the difference between the two stations, I mean, one needs to make money, and obviously KSCR is a nonprofit and definitely needs funding to run program, but there's a different mentality here. There's a different idea. It's more about the people that are here. A volunteer-run station just is a different environment. And Youth Voice thrived in that environment. We've had so much fun here. We've had so many shows that just make you laugh, a lot of shows that were very, very touching. All of this I reflect on all these things. Bless you. I reflect on all these things because today is the final show of Youth Voice, which is kind of sad. It makes me weepy. We've had such a great time, and today's show is really dedicated to talking about what Youth Voice means, what Youth Voice has meant to you, some of the fun memories, because Youth Voice is more than just a radio program. The folks that listen, we got a call once from a lady who wanted to know what those kids were doing. And she remembered when she was a kid, and she never talked like that, and she never used the word and she could communicate clearly and blah, blah, blah. She was just very, very upset the kids were on the air. And it just reminded me of why we do the show. You know what I mean? Reminded me of why we give kids a voice, why we do Youth Voice, because it was an opportunity for teens to get up and say what they wanted to say with a few restrictions. No potty mouth, no, you know, no swearing in music, although every once in a while one would slip through. Anyway, Youth Voice has really been a wonderful experience for me as somebody who was paid to sit and hang out with teens on a Sunday and just basically have fun. And man, didn't we have fun?
No.
Lena. Lena didn't have fun. So that's what the show is about today. I wish I was more eloquent to explaining our history. A poignant, important part of my life. Much of my time in the last 5-6 years has been spent working with the kids in Youth Voice. Hundreds of kids have been through our show and have participated in what we've done here, and it's an amazing thing. It's a wonderful thing. And so today we pay homage to the wonderful things we've done here, and we've got a whole bunch of old folk that were here that stormed out of their last show, but came back to be a part of. I'm just kidding, but they're here to sort of reminisce with us. My first question is for anybody who'd like to answer it. Talk to me about your favorite Youth Voice topic, the one show or couple shows that made you sort of go or got you mad or. That's what I like, everybody fighting for the mic. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I had a few that I thought were very, very special.
Great.
One of them was my first show, and it was Boys versus Girls. And I just remember I had so much to say, but I was too scared to say it. And I thought it was a really good show. And then also I really thought doing the ones about parents, about how we felt about our parents and things like that, that was a really important to me because I've been having some problems with them lately.
Absolutely. You know, that's what I love about Youth Voice, too, is that the issues are so raw and real. The subjects that we bring up, we don't just bring them up to talk about them. We bring them up because they're about our lives. I mean, they're about the issues that anybody at any given time in that room were dealing with. Pretty good stuff. Yes, sir. All right, please.
Same old, huh?
I know, exactly. Molestation at the mic. It's got to stop. All right. Please hurry.
Yeah, I'm going to miss this mic.
You are just ill.
All right, so I was thinking about, you know, one show, and at first I was thinking, oh, it's going to be hard to think of one show that, you know, think of a show, and then it was hard to narrow it down. Three really came to mind, and I will discuss all three. One of them was where my sister was on the show, and we talked about sexual abuse. Yeah. Hey, now's the time to shut up. We talked about sexual abuse, and that really got to me because it was something I had gone through with my sister, really felt
that
for
show
her
brought tears to my eyes. I mean, it was
yeah, mine too.
I think of the history of our shows. That one moved me the most, and I love your sister, but that was just. It was very powerful, and to hear your sister talk about the process and all the things that she had to go through, we got calls on that. I mean, it was just very, very powerful.
Yeah, it was a powerful show, and that's one of the reasons I started the show, really. For things like that, I love that sort of thing. I love things that can move and are powerful like that.
Right, right.
And so that was really a high point, even though it was hard.
Right, right.
See, and another one was, one show I really liked was the one we did on the Macaw Whaling.
Oh, that was very interesting. Very good show.
Yeah, that was a really big issue with me.
Absolutely, and what was great about that is that was a show that you put together.
Yeah.
I mean, that was your baby, and it was a wonderful show. Definitely goes down in the Hall of Fame as wonderful shows that we've done. And the idea was we'd bring someone from the tribe, we'd bring an environmentalist, we'd sit down, and we'd talk about what it meant, what the whole whaling issue was about, and discuss the issue. And it was, for such a very sensitive issue, and mind you, at the time, that's when this was all coming down. I mean, people were really angry about this whaling stuff. We did a really great job. I mean, it was very educational for me. It was very, very interesting.
Yeah, I was proud of that show too, because it was, I did feel like it was something I did put together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something I felt proud of, but also it was really great to see, like you said, that they weren't really bickering or arguing. It was a protester and someone from the tribe.
Right.
And they handled it beautifully, And
they were professional, and we were a big part of that. I mean, we were a big part of the questions that we asked were very insightful. The answers were great, and it just, I don't know necessarily that it changed my mind about this or that, but it certainly helped me to understand that there was more to the issue than just one thing or another. I mean,
Exactly. It just kind of educated you on the whole situation.
Absolutely.
And you got to hear both sides, basically at the same time.
Right,
so
right.
That was good.
It was great stuff.
And actually, one other one that stands out in my mind was similar. It was about the initiatives, and I remember... we really got into about fishing, and I remember really...
And tabs, on the tab thing.
Too. Yeah, I remember, this was more personal that I remember, is because Neil and I really got into a big argument about this whole thing, and we were kind of, it was heated.
Busted heads.
Yeah, throwing each other around this place, and...
What was the issue? What were you guys arguing about?
It was initiative.
Get close to the microphone.
It was initiative, I think, 646, I think it was.
It was like 695 or something. It was 696.
It was on...
commercialized fishing.
Right.
And Neil and I were just on opposites of that. And it got really heated. But what I remember about it is afterwards, is like, it was all good. We were friends again. It was things like that that we could totally vent and let it out and discuss those things. But still, after it was all over, we're still bros,
Right, yeah, exactly.
And I also remember that my side won, too. I just remember that.
You still feel that pain in your butt every time you sit down, don't you?
There you go, Neil. There you go.
And so it begins.
Yeah, so that's part of the fun I've had.
I'll take you out.
It is. And that's one of the hopes of the program would be that we'd be able to put people together with varying opinions and understand that in the end, we're all still humans, even though you disagree. And although Neil disagrees with many of the things that I agree with, that doesn't mean that he's not
like
wrong.
Like nose picking.
Yeah, you know.
No. All right. My shows, there's three that really stick out in my head. One was...
Well, you had four, actually.
Yeah, you had four. But
yeah.
One in particular was Josh's Sister. That show was one of the most amazing shows we've ever had. That was incredible. Just the raw emotion there and what she went through was just incredible. We already touched on that though. My very first show, I remember like 2.5 years ago. Actually, it's probably 3 years ago now. It was on Christmas, and we had like Satan's Oreo cookies.
What?
Remember the Oreo cookies that had the red stuff in the middle? and they were Satan's Oreo cookies made by Satan. It was me and Kevin and Aja that had that thing going.
Oh, mercy.
That was, I mean, I was nervous as anyone could be, you know, coming up to the
Isn't
mic.
Isn't that funny?
Little tiny Neil, you know.
Yeah, because you were just a little kid.
I was a squirt, man. I was little.
I was, yeah. I was thinking about that day when you walked in. I was thinking, gosh, I've known Neil for so long. I remember when he was just like this, you know, hyperactive little kid, and now he's this hyperactive big kid. Well, actually, Neil's trying to tell me that he's not hyperactive anymore.
I'm not. I would be, like, rolling all over the couch.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, yeah, I'm telling you. He would come, like, you'd get, like, this really close to my face, and he wouldn't leave me alone, and it was just, it was crazy. Neil was always a lot of fun, and everybody really liked him a lot, and he made us laugh really hard, often, mostly at him, but
at my
but it's a lot of fun. But I tell you, what he would do, it was like he was released from his home or something. I guess they didn't give him sugar because he'd run over to the store and he'd buy like 50 candy bars and just sit there and eat them. And he'd be like, and then by the end of the show, he'd be like, running around like this crazy madman. I mean, it was a lot of fun, though.
That and the show on guns with Max. You remember that a while ago? Me and Max were getting into it pretty heavy. That was a really good show. It was on guns, and she was against owning guns,
right?
I was for it, and
well, I don't know that she was against owning guns. Was that the deal? Did she think guns should just okay?
She thought that guns should be banned.
I'll tell you, over the history of Youth Voice, we've talked about everything. We've talked about everything from cryogenics to, you know, abortion to gun control, and they've always been heated topics. The gun topics have always been heated, and it's really interesting. You think that we would find. I mean, there have been times in our history where everyone's agreed.
Yeah,
everyone's
happy little medium. Sorry.
Yeah, but with the gun issue, with the abortion issue, there's always been a split. Always, yeah. Great, thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Corey's show.
Yeah.
That touched me. That moved me. I was like, oh my gosh, crying and everything. The guy with the MREs, remember that? With the earthquake preparedness. Is that the same guy? He was cool. And we had the little things of Tabasco sauce. And
right.
We made
I know
oven.
That I wasn't here for that show.
Oh, that's right. We had the oven. Emil
was the host, yeah.
We had this oven thing, and I had to put it all together, and it started smoking. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, my gosh. Those were fun times. And also all those music shows that we did.
Yeah.
Where everybody brought in their music. And okay, those were lame, whatever. And those were because we couldn't figure anything else to talk about. But, I mean, you got to know what everybody else is listening to and trade music and everything. And that was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Music has always played a real important part of Youth Voice, probably more so than Ed wanted ever. Ed would always say, no more music shows.
Oh.
But we had a lot of fun, and we definitely played music that we all enjoyed. And I think that there's a lesson in that for you folks. I mean, anybody who wants to get into radio, I think, will start at some point play music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
so
I'm
that's
doing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
so yeah, we definitely music has always played a big, big part of what we've done.
So I appreciated everybody's music. Even the techno.
No, I wanted to say about that show where we had the MREs.
Right.
Jessica was in the corner just blowing stuff up, like building stuff, trying everything. She was having a blast that show. It's like smoke comes out of the corner. We're like, oh, that's Jessica having some more fun. That was a fun show.
Trying to be happy homemaker.
Lena, warrior princess.
This is so weird for me because I've done
get
the
real
show
close
for,
to
like,
that microphone.
The last 2 years and then like the last 6 months or so, I have not seen any of the people in this room. And now they're back, and I missed all three shows they've been talking about. Every single show that they're talking about, I didn't get to. So, but, like, I'm sure those were great shows, and if I was there, they'd be my favorites. But one of my favorite ones was I really like talking about parents and talking about our relationship with our parents, because that's the type of thing that we had a really good medium to do that and express ourselves really, really clearly and directly, not in a situation where our parents would be responding just as if we were teens, they're kids. So we were talking to a large group of people just expressing ourselves, and that felt good. And I also really liked, I thought it was a good radio show, probably because I put it together, was the education one. I just really liked
talking. I thought
that
was a great show.
I really liked the people that were on the show, the guests that we had. And I remember that just being one of the more informational shows for me, just because I really learned a lot about our system and got me pretty passionate about several things that I've followed through on. So that was one thing that happened in Youth Voice, is that certain issues you you know, be presented. And all of a sudden, like, you'd become passionate about something. You'd learn at Youth Voice just as much as you'd talked. You
Absolutely.
Know?
And that's how we snagged Jay, right? Didn't Jay start getting involved because he came as a guest for that
show?
Yeah,
I had him come to, because he does an EAPS program at the UW, where he goes to the UW instead of high
school.
Explain
the EAPS.
EAPS is what they call themselves. It's the program. Some, like, Jumpstart. Instead of high school. Is there noises going on?
Yeah, there was, but not anymore.
All right. So he's going to university. He skipped high school. So he's high school age in a university setting.
Right.
So this show brought in a bunch of, you know, homeschool, private school, Catholic school type of thing. I really liked that show. Shows
it was
like
a great
that
show.
That we put a lot of effort into always ended up being really fun.
But then we've also had those shows. I mean, you know, 5 years or 6 years of radio, you're going to have a few stinkers. And maybe we've had a few more than we oughta. But even some of our shows that weren't necessarily the most planned shows turned out
to be pretty good
and to be a lot of fun as well.
Definitely. And that there's the flip side to that. Like recently, an interview show did not go as planned. One of those shows where, like, it was kind of last minute, but you put everything into it. And, you know, it was just me and our guest. And I'm not going to bring names because it's a sensitive time in their life for me to bring up the name. But it's, so, you know, it is, you know, sometimes you'd put a lot of effort into it and it still wouldn't go over the way you want. And that's part of radio, too. You learn how to react to things knee-jerk.
And that's the deal. And that's the true deal. Don't say the name.
No, I won't say the name, but if anyone wants it, they can just email me and, you know, I'll tell them everything.
Yeah, you know, and that is so funny. You're very right, Lena. It's like best laid plans. You figure it all out, you map it all out, and then something crazy goes on.
You script every word you're going to say.
Oh, very funny. Well, you know what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a music break. Who's playing a tune for us?
I am.
Right on.
Once I found out, you know, we were going to do our kind of final show, I dug through my collection and friends' collections to find the perfect song to play.
Excellent.
And surprisingly, it's not techno.
It's not techno, you
no,
smarty pants.
It's the Descendants. And it's a song called Thank You. And it's actually a song about, you know, the band thanking this radio DJ, you know, for playing really cool music. And, you know, I thought it would be really cool.
Right on. Here you go, folks. A little thank you from Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER.
I
Welcome back to you. I just have to ask, Nate, how long has that been on?
Just about a half second.
Oh,
or so.
Thank the Lord above. Folks, welcome back. Folks, welcome back to Youth Voice. You know, it is our last show, so we're being a little crazy.
I have never seen Troy get that fast at anything real quick.
Did you see me? I swear, my heart is pounding right now. Oh, jeez. We're just reminiscing. That's all. Nothing bad. We're just thinking about past days and old friends and old adventures, because, you know, this is the last Youth Voice show, and we'll talk in a bit about what's in store for the future, because there are some future plans bubbling. Why the end of Youth Voice? Let me tell you why. My career with the YMCA has been a wonderful one. I've worked with some of the coolest human beings that I've ever met in my entire life, and who continue, and many of those people have been Youth Voice people. Oftentimes, Youth Voice reminded me why I continued to do the things that I did at the YMCA, work real hard, many, many hours, on great, great programs. There comes a time in everybody's life where you need to look at transition. You need to look at doing something different and making changes in your life for yourself. Please stop clanking that loud. Table. It's like quang. Anyway, so I have made the decision to move into a new arena, working with senior citizens. I truly, truly enjoy it. I'm 2 weeks into the job now. It is really great. I've had a lot of fun getting to know the folks that I'm working with, have the opportunity to really make a difference in these folks' lives, and it's been a lot of fun. And so that's the transition that's going on right now, right?
Troy's moving into senior voice.
Exactly. Exactly. I've had enough of teens.
When are you going to start hanging with kids your own age, Troy?
Yeah, no kidding. I can't find that happy medium. Either they're 80 or 18.
Let's not forget, I'm 16, and I started when I was 13.
Isn't that funny? God. Can you believe that? You were just a little tiny, little turdy.
I liked Hanson then.
So that in that and the YMCA had other plans for programming and made some decisions that sort of cast the fate for Youth Voice and that's why we move on in a new direction, and that's why we look at a new idea for supporting Youth Voice, or the voices of youth, on KSCR 90.7, which is a wonderful testament to the kind of place that KSCR is. It's really it's a really pretty cool place to volunteer and be a part of things. And the great thing is anybody can do it. That's what's pretty cool. The young people that got involved in our show, they got exposed to all aspects of broadcasting. They got exposed to the technical aspects. They got exposed to the professionalism and the speaking and the important things that they had to do to be radio personalities. Here's a question for you. Lots of you talked about your first show. I want to hear from everybody. And tell me about memories of your first show. When you walked in here, what did you think? How did you find out about Youth Voice? And when you walked in on your first day, what did you think? Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. I found out about my sister had worked with you, which you know.
Right.
And I had been playing basketball at a teen night that you had up in Lake Stevens. So you'd wanted me to go for a little while. And then one day, Corey's my sister. She just said, you know, here's Troy's number. It's all every Sunday. Why don't you go check it out? And so I decided to. And when I showed up, it's funny because I had two Mohawks back then, Bihawks.
Right.
It's like that's that was a lot different back then, and I show up and you know, I don't really remember the meeting that well, but the show we were talking about pot. It was smoking pot, and Aja had her little brother and and some of her friends on there, and they're all on there. Yeah, Putt's cool, Putt's cool, and then you like, you broke them down to admit that Putt had ruined their lives.
They're like, so funny because Putt's that not is cool true. Anymore. Oh man, that is. I remember that show because it is one of the experiences that I've had during many topics working with kids, because I think people come to the meetings and they have their opinion and they think this is what it is. And so I sort of take a little note in my head as to who said it, and I'll say, hey, you said something real interesting during the meeting. Come on up, I want to talk to you about it. And then so then I'll ask them a question, and then on the microphone, on live radio, they will just break down. I mean, like, they see that their point or their opinion may not be as black and white as they think. But you're right. These kids at the meeting, they're like, yeah, we smoke pot every day. We love it. It's the way of life. And, you know, it's natural and blah, 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 and all that, you know, pro-pot propaganda.
And then you continue to ask them about their lives.
I did, and he's like, I got kicked out of school. I don't have any friends. I don't have a job. My mother hates me.
He's like couch surfing from friend's house to friend's house. But,
totally.
But pot rules, man.
So no, by the end of the show, they had, you know, basically pretty much admitted that pot or their addiction to pot. And you know, and one thing that I've always tried to do on this show, and sometimes been successful and other times not, is really leave my own personal opinion out of things and also play devil's advocate. I mean, I can't imagine. It's so funny to hear people who talk to me and after hearing the show, and they're like, I just didn't realize you were so conservative. And the funny thing is I'm really not. I mean, I'm almost a libertarian. I'm so liberal. I mean, it's just I believe that, you know, I believe maybe drugs should be legalized. There's a lot of different things that I believe, but I try not to let that bleed into the show because I think this is about you and your opinions. And so when I get on there and I start writing opinions and start poking fun at, not poking fun, well, there's been a lot of that too. But when I start poking holes in things, it's not because I don't believe what you're saying or I don't support what you're saying. It's that, do you really believe that? Do you really know what you're saying? And that's kind of why I play devil's advocate. But yeah.
Yeah, you'd always, you know, if someone didn't have an opposite side on that, you'd always fill that
role. I'd always play that, yeah, definitely.
And for them, you know, they all walked out that day with their heads down. And, you know, you're like, hey, well, have a good day. You've been touched by Pastor Troy.
Come back
next Sunday, every Sunday. Our Sunday church meeting.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
But I also remember that you had said at that meeting that from now on, new people have to talk at least once on the mic, and I got all scared. I was really nervous, so I made sure I talked once, but I was really nervous up there, and I kind of sat in the corners, real conservative that whole time.
But. Right, right. And then you blew the lid off it.
That's right.
Lena.
I remember I got involved in Youth Voice because I was a freshman in high school, and I was the youngest kid ever, and I was dating John Michael Jandock. And
right, and John, who has since left to go to college.
Since left for college, and we're no longer an item, but he was like, I do a radio show. I was like, oh, really, John? Can I come? So I came to the meeting, and I was like, oh, this is scary. Hold me, John Michael. And so I didn't talk at all, I don't think at all. And then I was kind of like, slowly after the weeks passed, and I don't remember what the first show was about. I was probably too busy, you know, gazing into my older boyfriend's eyes. I don't know. But, like, slowly as the weeks passed, and I realized, like, I'm really mad at a lot of people in this room for what they're saying, so now I'm going to talk back. I, like, would slowly, like, yeah, start sitting on the other side of the table from John Michael, and, you know, like, so, no, I've loved that show, and one of my favorite memory probably from a show is the time everything just fell apart just because like that took so many
times
skill.
That's happened. I'm trying to remember the one time.
I don't even remember what show it was about, but everything just fell, like, I think we were all laughing so hard. I don't know, like, I don't think we stopped laughing, like, and it was a serious topic. I think we were talking about, like, afterlife or something like that, and we were laughing so hard because we were just giddy. It was after a retreat or something like that.
Oh, those are always the most
retreats
fun.
Like, mean we sleep at like 7 till 8 and not really. And so, like, it was really bad, but I remember that show, and I guess it's been 2 years since I've been doing
those retreats.
So
take years off my life. Yeah. They really
that's
do
worse than smoking. It's really bad. It's
no, I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, my I wouldn't say this is definitely not my fondest, but my most memorable moment. It was from one of our retreats. And we've done so many retreats over the years with Youth Voice people, but we
well, this is how we do them. You come in the sort of mid-afternoon, we hang out, we talk about Youth Voice stuff, we plan it all out, and then everyone brings money, we go out to dinner. And Neil had the great idea to go to Chang's Mongolian Grill. Okay, I don't necessarily dislike the place. I just don't necessarily... I'm telling the whole story, buddy. Oh no, that's the best. That's the punctuation. That's the exclamation mark on the end of this story. So we all went, and I got a little sick. I mean, I was just like, and everybody was like, oh, and Neil's like, that was so good, I loved it. And he's eating everybody else's, and you know, and it's like, so then we get back to the Y, and we're all meeting, and we're all just like, ugh, what's that smell? It smells so bad. And we're all like, pew, do you smell that? All I have to say is that it was bad news. There was some bad business going on, and where the bad business was happening was literally like hallways away. Hallways away.
Neil's face is bright red.
Oh, yeah, so was ours. We were blue because we were trying to hold our breath. We were, like, you know, dying. There's like a film on the walls. It was, oh, I'm telling you, it was so bad. And I can't remember what we called him from now. I don't even say it. Actually, I do remember now. Neil has an affinity for Superman, and he became Super Something Else because... Yeah, it was something else. I'm telling you, I still have nightmares about it. I wake up in the middle of the night gasping for breath. Anyway, not necessarily my fondest, but we were laughing so hard that there was tears and lack of bladder control. And
I was just going to add, I remember when Lena was talking about her and John Michael, and I was thinking about it, you see, I don't know how Max got involved with the show, but Max brought her boyfriend, John Michael, and then John Michael brought Lena, and then Lena brought me, and I don't know how that worked, but later, everybody thought I was dating John Michael, so...
I thought you were. You know, and I meant to say that when Lena was talking before, the funniest thing in the world, as somebody who's sort of removed from the social aspects of being a teenager, is to watch the relationships. I tell you, it was less Youth Voice, more Youth Dating Service. I mean, everybody dated everybody else, and there was a fight, and then they'd break up, and that person would be mad. They'd come back to the show, but they'd be mad, and then they'd date this other person, and then that person wouldn't come back to the show, and then they, you know, then, oh, it was just a, seriously, it was the drama.
I think I'm the only person who's never, like, gotten in a full-fledged battle, if not fist fight, with someone. I have never, Nate. Nate, Troy, and I were pretty neutral the entire time, but there were some firecrackers in this room.
Mercy. I mean, some serious outside of show friction. I mean, like, relationships crashing, slapping.
Car hitting.
Yeah, what was that? Okay, Neil hit your car.
Neil totally.
And then drove away.
And then no, he hits it. He hits it.
And then got mad at you.
And keeps on going.
Yes.
So he hears the initial. Keeps
and
going.
Keeps
he wasn't
going.
Quite sure.
And we're all
he
on the curb going, sure. Stop, Neil.
I wasn't sure if I was gonna cry.
He is.
And then he yells at me for it.
You were in my spot.
All right.
He's so not in his spot.
Order.
And then I thought he stole. I thought he stole my triple spike bracelet.
What's that?
I thought he stole my triple spike bracelet.
Oh right.
And I was like, I'm not giving you back your sweatshirt until I found it under my seat.
I tell you, that is the drama that is Youth Voice. I'm not going to give you your triple spike necklace because you crashed my car. Oh, very, very funny.
Well, while we're on the subject of Neil, there was, you see, Neil and I never really liked each other in the beginning.
Didn't.
No, we never did. In fact, he had a problem with me because Troy, you, had kind of appointed me into an authority of getting the music together, and I was taking it very seriously, and I wanted to get it done right.
Yes, you were.
And Neil didn't screen his music that day, and he started calling me names that I found out, and politics happened, and then the next thing I know, I punched him.
In the face.
All right, so here, I mean, and folks, for those of you who could stomach and continue to listen to the show after all this madness, I mean, imagine, if you will, a room full of angry teens. And here's what happens. There's a friction, there's a fight, and there's, you know, oh, say 10 kids, and there's a division. These people are on that person's side, and this person's on that person's side. No. And there, yeah, exactly. And no, then it's
kind of like the last episode of Survivor.
Oh, it is. Oh, it no, is. Exactly.
It gets worse because, okay, we hated each other, and we just kind of like, well, Neil wanted to kill me, and I wanted to kill him.
Well yeah, you
really
wanted
kill,
to give him
but,
more,
know, we,
yeah.
We just wanted to severely damage each other.
Right.
And, you see, Troy, you found it appropriate to pull us outside and make us apologize
oh,
to each
I
other.
Oh, I did. Totally.
And that yeah, did absolutely really no good whatsoever. But the weird thing is it's like the next week, we forgot all about it, and we started talking. And the next thing I know, we were friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I always tell anybody who meets Neil, I say, you see, the best way to get to know him is to hit him first.
And there have been many times I've been tempted to just punch him in the face. I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Not really.
All right. Anyway.
So anyways, are we still talking about first shows?
First show memories, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I remember my first show. I used to do swing dancing with John Michael and Lena because we were in the swing dance club and we swing danced with the Snohomish people. And Lena came up to me and said, oh, well, I do this radio show. You want to come with? And I'm like, okay. So I remember I came and I sat out in your hallway for the longest time.
Oh,
and
God.
Because everybody was late, and little did I know that everybody was always late. So I was sitting out in the hallway, and Salvador, if everybody remembers him,
Sal, yeah.
came by. And so he came and sat next to me, and then I ended up sitting on him. And then, like, Nate showed up, and then I flirted with Salvador, like, the whole entire meeting. I remember that. And then somehow later, you guys all thought that I was dating John. I don't know where you got this, but
somehow, when have we forgotten that this is a radio show with a microphone that you have to talk into to make any sense? It's like we're all quiet.
Lena was just stating that John and I were very good friends. And
yes.
That's why everybody thought that.
And I really thought you were dating. But you know what's great about all of this is that, I mean, truly, it was like this controlled chaos. It's like trying to herd this room full of cats, you know, trying to get them to go where you want them to go, and to, you know, and so it was just this mixture of stuff. And then we'd hit on something. I mean, and then we'd get into this groove of talking about a subject, and we'd just blow the lid off of stuff. I mean, it would just mm-hmm. be absolutely phenomenal. And there were those times where the activities of the day would bleed into the show, and it would be a less than stellar show. But more often than not, there were some gems. There were some amazing things that happened during the show, and entire shows that really changed how people thought about things.
I think it basically was that we just hated to love each other and we loved to hate each other.
Not
so
to mention that we spent so much time with each yes. other every stinking Sunday talking about subjects that would make anyone scream. So,
yes.
I mean, that's just the way it worked. But
I was going to say it was the boys versus girls show, and I said something about that, you know, and I remember that you had said that the new people had to talk and I was scared, but I did it anyways. And it's really weird because I look back now and I think of all the people that the first time I met them, like, I remember Neil was really late and Troy was all mad at him and, like, he shouldn't be on the show because he's really late.
I didn't
and
say that.
That's
I would
the way
never
you acted.
Say that. I would never say that out loud.
And Josh had this big funny hat on and he was trying to be cool, which is not very uncommon.
Mean. Oh.
I think back and I think it's just so neat that I like got to meet all these people because I never would have met them without the show. I never would have met them, and I have to thank you, boys, for that. I'm gonna go cry now.
Me too. Hi.
Embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
With Youth Voice. like the time. I like to rag on myself. That's fine. Like my mom.
when we went to we went to New Peking on Broadway.
But let's preface this real quick. All right. We always, I mean, this is another retreat moment, but we always go out and eat.
It was my first time ever meeting any of these people.
Yes, it was sort of.
I was brought by Emily.
That's right, and you're hanging out in a room really full of strangers. I mean, you've been I think we knew you, didn't we? Know you? I thought we'd known you.
No, just through Emily.
Okay, all right, but we had a lot of fun that day. Lots of laughing, lots of fun. Your mom comes to eat.
I called my mom and asked her to bring me some feminine products, and she does to this restaurant, and she hucks them at me.
In the middle of the restaurant. Here you go.
I brought what you needed, and I'm going to be sitting at this table next to you guys. Okay.
You were mortified.
I was like, thanks, Mom.
You were mortified, but your mother is so cool. I mean, I got to say, that is one of the things that I've really enjoyed about Youth Voice. They're often you hear about parents not spending time with their kids or parents not whatever. I have met, and there definitely we've had the spectrum of kids that come from great homes, kids that come from homes where they don't get along with a certain parent, and on the list goes. But your mother and Nate's mom, who we officially call Radio Mom. She's awesome. Isn't
she
the
rad.
Coolest?
She's rad. She got me a Bible for my birthday. And Aww. She was like, from Radio Mom. And then she like had the scripture for me and everything. And I was like, oh, she's so sweet.
She's wonderful.
I love
lady.
Your Radio Mom.
She always brought like snacks in. Okay,
goodies.
Nate's dad came dressed as Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh, Nate's dad. Nate's whole family, dude. Right
very
on.
Cool. Very cool folks. Many, yes. many times we have been over to Nate's house having a party.
Yep.
Lots of fun. Real, real good stuff. So those are good memories.
Embarrassing times,
yeah. Bad business. Yes, sir.
All right.
Super. Opa.
I figured since I was the oldest member here, I'd go last. First show. Whoa, it was way back in the day. It was like over 3 years ago or
no
something.
No kidding. Who was here? Do you remember who was here?
I am your father. What? Yeah. Kevin and his girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
Aja.
Aja, okay.
Who else?
Was that 3 years ago?
Yeah, was.
Was Aja a participant? Or?
No, Aja was going.
She was going as a participant.
Aja.
She hadn't been hired yet?
Right.
Okay.
She was as a participant. Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, right.
And her sister.
Her. Sarah's sister. Does she have a sister?
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah. Mm. No, you're talking about
Heather
and Sarah.
Heather
different.
And Sarah.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking punk rocker Sarah.
Yeah.
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 Okay, what was the topic?
I believe that it was the Christmas topic because it was like early December or so. So we're going to talk about Christmas, and I was nervous, very nervous, and everyone was just like, just get up there and talk,
thing, yeah.
And I'm just like, hi, I'm Lil Neil, you know,
yeah.
talking. And that was when we had More Noise, Please, with Kevin.
Yes, yes.
And that's when we had a whole bunch of cool stuff, and I came a day before Naughty Butter Pranks, and but I know what they are.
That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother story.
Naughty Butter Pranks.
Hitler's last name.
Oh, jeez. You know what's so funny? I've got to explain this because I laugh so hard. I mean, I tell my friends this. I used to do trainings. I used to go around really fly around the nation doing trainings for the Y. We talked about the principles of youth work. And a lot of questions we'd be asked about, you know, what's it like to work with teens and what sort of developmental stage are they in? And I tell this story all the time. Here we are in a meeting discussing whatever we're discussing. It's a radio show meeting.
Another retreat memory.
Was this a retreat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the same one we threw markers at you.
You know what? That happened at every meeting. Anywhere that there was any, I mean, really, if there was like a pen, a pencil, or whatever, it ended up being bounced off my head or stabbed me with it or, Neil, like booby-trapped my office once and stabbed me with a pen or a pencil. Yeah. Anyway, here's the deal. Neil says, we're all hanging out. I can't remember what the subject was, but Neil asks.
No, you were, someone said, God, Troy, you're being like Hitler.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You're
and Neil,
us work
and Neil sitting there, and pure honest, I mean, it was not, he wasn't being funny,
no,
but he was truly thinking. I mean, you could see it on his head. You could see the smoke come out as the wheels were turning, and he says, what's Hitler's last name? And I looked at him, and I went, what do you mean, Hitler? Hitler? I mean, it was the funniest thing in the entire world. What's Hitler's last name? Anyway, great Youth Voice memories. We're going to talk more about our past and our future here on 90.7 KSCR, but what we're going to do right now is take a musical break. Is it who? Are you pointing to?
It's Neil.
Neil.
All righty.
What's the deal?
All right. This is a band. It's kind of a They're native to California, and they don't really tour anywhere up here, which is really sad because they're a really good band. They're a psychobilly band out of
what?
Psychobilly.
Is that a music?
Yeah. I mean, you know what rockabilly is, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It's like rockabilly, only with like punk influence.
Ah.
And so like they've got a big stand-up bass, and you'll be able to hear it.
Great.
And the band's called Tiger Army, and they're really good friends with a lot of major bands like AFI and Green Day, all sorts of cool stuff like that. And the song is called Never Die, and it's off their self-titled album off of Hellcat Records.
Right on.
And it's really cool.
Very cool. A fresh slice of psychobilly just for you from us on 90.7 KSER Youth Voice.
When the summer of forever's coming home.
Welcome back to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER. We're having a sound adventure.
A garden of sound.
It is a cornucopia of sound.
Plethora.
A lot of fun. Okay, you know what? The reason why we're being so crazy today is because it's our last show. You know, it's so fun to sit here and talk during the break. We always have little bizarre things that happen while the music is playing, and but today we're just sort of looking back on all the time that we've spent here and all the people that we've met, and I was remarking about, you know, we've done this show for 6 years. Looking back on 6 years of the people who started the show are now graduating from college or have graduated, are moving into careers and have jobs, some have kids. It is amazing. It is amazing to think back on the amount of people that Youth Voice has had as participants and the effect that we've had on their lives. One of the most poignant moments, as talking about memorable moments, is we did a show on abortion, and always a hot topic, always
of course, it's just a very passionate issue on both sides of the issue. And it was so weird. We started out at this, in the meeting, and there were some passionate people who really believed that, you know, abortion was wrong and abortion was right and all these sorts of things. By the time we got to the station, my biggest rule is we don't debate the issue during the meeting, because what happens is you debate the issue at the meeting, get to the show, and everyone's like, there's nothing to debate because they've already made their mind up. We get to the show, and I actually saw, while people are talking on the microphone, opinions change about the issue, because it was not just about one thing or another. Again, it was like the macaw issue. It's not just about let's not kill whales. It's about more than that. It's about lives. It's about people. It's about situations and circumstance. That has been one of the most wonderful things about Youth Voice, is that people come with an opinion and they leave with a broader perspective of the issue, and really have more to base an opinion on. And I think it's sort of every topic that we discuss, it's sort of a greater lesson for life, because there really is no absolutes. I mean, there's definitely right and wrong, but there are no absolutes when it comes to opinions and people and issues.
I liked our whole teen dance ordinance. All our shows on that. We had like two shows on that.
Yeah, it was pretty big. That was a big issue for everyone.
That was a big issue, and it still bothers me that there aren't
more venues.
More venues where it can be all ages, which also means there's older people and younger girls, older guys and young girls, you know.
Which is an issue, and we actually uncovered that too on the show, that's an issue. There's some caca people running around.
And so, I like that show. That was a good one.
Yeah, definitely a good show. Lena, a memory.
A memory. I just remember our post-show events. Once in a while, we would decide to go like Burger King, or a group of people would decide to go get food after the show. And I remember two nights in particular. One night, Emily and Josh and I went to Subway. And Josh, and Sarah, Punk Rock Sarah was with us.
No, she wasn't.
No. Okay, well then you had her lipstick. Because what ended up happening is that while Josh was ordering his sandwich along the little Subway line, he would apply lipstick. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Who was it with you? Okay,
you were applying lipstick while you were, slowly, just as a joke. But obviously it was my lipstick. I think it was Sarah. I think Sarah was with us. And you were applying lipstick, sparkly lipstick, and this poor guy, 7 o'clock at night at Subway in Linwood or wherever the heck we were, is like,
I was there.
Guy. You were there?
I was there, okay. And I totally remember this. And Sarah was there, and Josh was there, and Josh was there. Yes, I remember this.
I remember that, and I remember going to Burger King when V was on.
It was the one on 99, the one down, down by the Herfies or whatever, kind of down in that area, yeah.
And then when V was on the show, we went to Burger King, and he went into down on 41st and Everett, and he decided to go play in the playpen, and some little kid pissed on the slide or something like that.
Nice language, my friend. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. Last show. Phew. No. Sorry.
That was. All right. We are just getting a little too campy, folks.
No, that was a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Normal language.
Bad.
Gone wrong.
Bad.
Some little kid had an accident on the slide,
yes.
And he was not aware of it until experiencing the slide. And things like that were all in good humor.
V was always an interesting character. I wish he could have appeared.
We still have a plastic glass at my house that he walked out of Tampico's with at one of our retreats.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cute, huh?
Very, very nice memory. But I do remember V always coming to the program in a dress.
Not always.
He did often, though. I mean, I think there was a time he had a tube top. Or something, and lots of sparkly makeup. He was definitely an interesting character and a good addition to the show, dress or not.
Yeah, V. I was just gonna mention that V is still around and
great.
He's going to school and he's trying to get computer stuff and
good for him because he's brilliant. Yeah, he was really good on
nice
really great
guy.
With computers.
It's too bad that he had to leave the show so much. I don't know.
Strangely, right. And that, you know, and there's a lot of things. I mean, I think we can all look back and think on bad moments or frustrating moments or friction-filled moments, but I think 99% of my time spent with Youth Voice has been
better than I could ever have imagined. I mean, we created something so unique and so much fun. And, you know, everybody, there's always going to be those moments of craziness and moments of, shoot, I remember a show that we did where half the show, we didn't realize that we weren't going out over the air. And we're thinking we're having a great old show, and then we get a phone call, there's nothing on the air. And so we have to run, and I don't know, something happened with a switch or something. We had to run in, and all of us squeezed and compacted into one little tiny room to try to do the show and share one microphone. It was horrible. It was an absolute nightmare. You know, that's one of the other fun things about Youth Voice is that real unpredictable, not just the teen factor, because you all know you're a little crazy, but we also have young people running the board. And before our the king of production, Nate, took the helm, because really he's the man that does this all for us. And, yeah. And there are other folks who step in. But truly, I mean, I think we can all recognize that Nate has been a true, when Nate took over doing production, the quality of our shows increased exponentially. Truly, truly they did. He's been exponentially, you like that? Is that what you said, a cool word? Anyway. No, Hitler who? Anyway, all this is to say, I guess I definitely want to thank Nate for all the great work that he's done. And all the, I mean, Nate has been probably one of the most constants of the show. I'm truly indebted to him for what he's done production-wise. It has allowed us to just sit here and be goofy and have crazy fun while he's in there worried about what CD is going to go next and that person isn't talking loud enough and you got 10 seconds and, you know, all that stuff. So really, Nate is the brain of Youth Voice.
See, Troy's like our dad, Nate's like our mom.
And I gotta say, I love your mom.
Oh, heavens. Anyway. All right. So, anyway, good job, Nate. And truly, again, you have just been an absolute blessing to our show. And I think everyone recognizes that. Everybody does. And the listeners may not recognize it, but all they need to do is compare a prior show. We're not on the air, music's playing backwards, you know, we're playing song number one, we need to play song number five. That's always a funny time when someone says, you know, we're like, hey, and this is a song, they do this big sort of, you know, one of our hopes when we play music is not just to say, yo, a song, enjoy, that we play, we add a little history, we talk a little bit about what the band is, what kind of genre the music is, and they go into this whole big thing about what the song means, and then the wrong song plays, you know, it's like... Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute nightmare.
Nate is Mr. Cool, too, and is like two-word vocabulary.
I know.
Troy and yep. And he's like, when he was training, like, me and Jay on the board, Jay and I on the board separately, like, Jay and I are a little bit freaked out by electronics, I think, because we were freaking out, like, what button, what button, what button, what button?
I know, it's a little tense.
Like, there's the button. And, like, he's Mr. Cool. He's always got
he's
control.
Definitely, even when he's furious, he's still real mellow. And Nate's been pretty furious. I've seen him pretty darn mad at me and at Neil. Oh, very good. Here's what I want to talk to you about. I've talked a lot about what Youth Voice means to me. And the sad part is, I think, is I will never be able to find the words to adequately describe how important Youth Voice is to me and how important I've seen it be in the lives of other people. What I'd like to hear from you folks is, what has Youth Voice meant to you?
It's meant a few things for me. First of all, it's meant connections. I mean, I personally plan on calling up all these people when they're famous and making them give me money because I'm going to be a poor actress. And I'm not going to have enough money to actually rent an apartment. I'm going to be living in a box. So... I'm going to need some money from all my Youth Voice friends. Other than that, I guess it means the beginning of a future. The way I look at it is this is something that I quite possibly could see myself going into, mm-hmm. is doing radio. So it's just something that started me off in a different direction I never knew I could have taken. And then my third one is it's called No More Speeding Ticket.
That's true.
Because I spent...
70-something hours working off a speeding ticket through Youth Voice as community service.
Which, you know, is so funny. I mean, there's a lot of people who've got involved in Youth Voice because they needed to get rid of their community service hours. And they come for that, but they stay for the show. I mean, they, you know, so many times we brought people in, and it's always been kind of cool to be able to say to somebody, you know, their options are, there's a lot of different things, and there's a lot of wonderful ways to volunteer out there, but there have been times where volunteering teens or community service hours meant picking up garbage at the park or, yeah, doing a lot of that kind of stuff. And it's always been a real pleasure to provide this sort of venue where they think they're getting off easy. I mean, they think that this is going to be sort of a piece of cake for them. And it turns out to be something a little bit more that gives them more depth and more ideas and more thought-provoking content. So it's pretty cool.
Except I came for the show and stayed for the community
service. For the community service, right.
And then as soon as that was over, I was like, okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, got to go. Yes, madame.
I see myself going into this, too. I'm going to be taking some classes at Everett Community College to, like, work on enunciation and stuff like that and, like, how to get into what you're saying.
Right.
You know, not just say what you're going to say, but I don't know.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I know, yeah.
And so if you're going to be a poor actress, I'll be a poor radio person. And we'll be poor together.
Together.
But wouldn't it be cool if we were poor radio people who were like really funny morning people?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I see you as a total morning DJ.
Total morning people, like, wake up, time to go to school. School, what's that? Ah, don't have to go. Ah.
Poor Lena, she's like 10 years old, so she still has to go to school. While everyone else here has graduated.
Yeah, graduated. Mm,
yeah,
yes.
That's a pain that'll linger. Okay.
Post high school is so boring. I'm bored.
Wait till you get a job.
No, I do have a job.
Wait till you get a real job. Nah, I'm kidding. Wait till you get a career is what I mean to say.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I'm just staying the same way forever. We call them lifers. Isn't that what people in prison call people who are in their life? Lifers.
That's.
No, the worst is when we know people who've worked at Toys R Us.
Oh, quit it.
No,
We're nice to people.
I just remember how much we used to make fun of Toys R Us during.
But
like
we didn't. But I don't know why we started actually calling. Yeah, everyone worked there.
It's always our tus. That's always what we called it on the radio all the time. And the weird thing is, like, half of the show worked there.
That's true.
And that's because I got them all jobs, and they owe me.
They do. They owe you big. They owe you big.
Oh, by the way, Mom, everybody's coming over, so I just thought I'd let you know. Pre-warning.
Yes, sir.
What
Youth Voice means to you.
What the show means to me. Wow. Yes. I'm the longest running participant on here, which
you
is kind of cool.
You are the longest running.
And, I'm the oldest, and I drive the fanciest. No.
You're also the coolest.
All right, children, let's maintain yourselves, please. Neil, please go on.
Anyway, what the show means to me, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of good times, a lot of bad times, a lot of times where I don't have to be at home. a lot of times where I'm just bored, and it was a lot of fun. And, I mean, it's sad to see that no one else can be offered this show anymore because it's ending. And it's brought me a future. I'm going to be attending school at the Art Institute of Seattle. And I'm going to be into audio production, so I'm going to be a producer. And I'm going to be doing sort of the stuff that I'm doing now for free.
Right, right.
So now I'll just get paid for it, which
very
be really cool.
But very
it's,
cool.
It's taught me a lot. Taught me a lot about who I am, who I was, where I'm going, and where I've been. So it's a really cool show.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, even though I haven't been here as long as Neil, and I'm not quite as cool as Neil.
Right, but who possibly can reach that pinnacle of coolness?
I don't know.
I strive. Maybe if I match my fingernail polish to my shirt, I'll...
Well, at least I'm the cute one.
All right, go on. Go on.
All right, it's meant a lot to me. I think I've come a long ways. It's hard to tell how much of that is from Youth Voice and from what I've done here, but I know it's definitely contributed. And
yeah.
And I know that's something I love to do so much, is just to connect with people and and have these kind of conversations, you know. I love to just do this, you know, not just on the radio, just to debate things about life and all those sorts of fun things that come with Youth Voice. And
yeah.
I know I've met a lot of my friends through this, and through other, you know, through their friends, I've become my friends, and it's like another family, you know. We reunited today for one last time on the mics, and it's odd, you know. It's different, but you can't help but thinking that this means something. This is the final time. This
yeah.
is one last time, and we've done this hundreds of other times, you know. And you know, it means a lot to me, what I've learned and who I've become from this show and through it all. And something I always remember. And you know, I mean, I went off to college and I got my radio show there at my college, and you know, it seems like a lot of us are doing something in radio too. So if nothing else, you know, I mean it's starting a career for some of us, but if nothing else, it's just provided a good upbringing.
Well, yeah, and that's, I think, the highest compliment that can be paid to the program, is that people who participate in Youth Voice take it with them when they leave. They want to do radio. They want to move in that direction. They take communications classes, and they do all that stuff because they get the passion for radio. And it's such a weird medium, because here we are just talking on the microphone, hoping that one or two or three people are listening.
Yeah.
But it's addictive, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is. And you really enjoy it, and you have the opportunity to communicate in a really strange way. I mean, we don't see the people that hear us, you know?
Yeah, and not everybody gets a chance to do this or this kind of a show. You know, the radio shows I've done, the other ones are all music radios and things like that, music radio shows. And this is a different kind of forum. And, you know, we sit around, we all trade on this microphone with a bunch of teens, you know, and just have a lot of good fun.
I'd also like to think that the process that we go through to discuss the issue opens up in a person's mind the idea that there is more to the issue than right or wrong, left or right. That there is more to discuss, and that there have been so many times where we brought up an issue and people go, "I don't want to talk about that," and then we get into this very deep, insightful conversation about it, and people, I mean, they change not only their idea of a particular issue, but they realize, and I think, and this has been, I think if there's anything that is most important about what Youth Voice is, it's giving youth the opportunity first to speak, but then to know that what they say and what they think has merit.
It's impactful.
Yeah.
And you either have to back that up or tell somebody why you feel that way, or you change your mind.
Yeah.
That happens a lot of times. And you really don't come up to this mic without an open mind. And, I mean, people can, but they don't really come back, because it's hard to be here with a closed mind.
It really is. And I think that it is so funny. The folks who are regulars to Youth Voice, when there is sort of that one person who believes this and that is it, it's almost as though there are sharks circling the water. I mean, then people start poking and saying and disagreeing. And that's the kind of stuff that I enjoy. I mean, I really love that. But I also think it's a way of living. I mean, it's a way of looking at life in different terms. I think young people go through their lives and they're not really listened to. They're not really asked to be a part of the decisions that affect them. And in our small way, that's what I sort of have hoped to provide.
You know, that's true. And that's another thing that it's really provided for me, because before this show, I really didn't have opinions on anything, believe it or not, you know. Kind of like around that period of my life, I wasn't opinionated. I didn't really care about much. And then once I got up on this mic, I really got passionate about a lot of things, because it felt like I had been closed down for so long. And just to open that up and it's, you know, open the floodgates and into a microphone for everyone to hear, that was really something good. And a lot of kids need that, because they're not really heard.
Absolutely.
It's definitely something great for youth.
I agree. 100%. Lena.
I've never felt this comfortable expressing myself before Youth Voice. You know, you have opinions no matter what. I mean, you might not share them. They might not be completely formed. But here, we had the best platform, the best forum, that it was isolated. We were isolated from the outside world. It was us being 100% genuine, honest, and real. And I'd never felt that before. I'd never felt that, like,
that dynamic with a group of teens before. And I got to meet some of the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life. And whether or not I hang out with them every day, like I remember a while ago, Josh drove me home from the show, and like he officially asked me to be his friend. And we had a long conversation about it, and I was like, you know, that's cool. Not everybody would get to have a friend like that. And I haven't seen Josh in a good 9 months, probably. And, you know, I could have had a kid in that time, but you know, today I walked in the station today, and I gave him a hug, and it was great. You know, it's great to see everyone here, and so I'm gonna take that with me. And radio is something I want to keep on doing. I'm not the best at it, and I want to get better. That was great about Youth Voice is that I got to learn here. There was no holding back. No one ever held anyone back from expressing themselves, trying something new, becoming a new person. And I've seen people change in the show like you wouldn't believe.
Me
and
too.
I've changed
me too.
So much. So I'm so thankful for everyone in this room and Troy, who put countless hours into this, except for he's the only one getting paid, so... But it's still just like the best feeling to know all you guys. So thank y'all very much.
Yeah, thank you. And on that note, let's take a quick musical break while we all grab our tissues. Is it the Joshster?
All right, Zebrahead. You all know who Zebrahead is.
I don't know who they are.
Shut up, Troy. Blasphemer. No, Zebrahead, well... There's a group of us that are Zebrahead fanatics, and we go to every show, and they just played not too long ago. We all went to Aerospace, and it was like a $2 show. And they ripped it up. It was like they're introducing their new album, and we got to meet them and all that fun jazz, and this new album kicks some major booty. It's called Playmate of the Year, and this song, it's track 3, it's called Now or Never. The whole CD is pretty darn good, but listen to this one. It's fun.
Here you go, folks, a little Zebrahead for you. 90.7 KSER Youth Voice.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. Wow. Another great moment here.
Proud moment.
A little behind the scenes discussion about those moments when you get that not so fresh feeling. When teens go bad. Yeah, they're You know, that's it's been so funny to see the way each different group that comes through, and we sort of cycle folks through 3 years, I think, is pretty much. I mean, the diehard, hardcore people usually stick around for 3 years because that's their sophomore, junior, senior year. I think we did get Lena when she was a freshman.
Except for Lena, what a loser.
But Lena's been, you know, she came to us as a pretty pretty smart girl. I think that you just have to be at a certain phase in your life to be able to tackle hard issues. Some critical thinking skills need to develop, and our sophomore, junior, seniors usually have that. But there, you know, each time we get a group going through here, it's a little different. Each little cycle. I think we've gone through three cycles of folks. I remember the first crew, the second crew, and the third crew. And I remember for the first crew, they were just deadly afraid of swearing or any of that kind of stuff. And every once in a while, we get a new person in here who would slip and say a swear word. And I'll tell you, when that happens, everybody, I'm just looking. I'm not looking. None of those people are here except for Lena. But I'll tell you, when that happens, everyone in the room just about dies. I mean, they just about have a heart attack, as I do as well, because it's a serious fine. We take that very, very seriously, don't we,
yeah.
Lena?
We always expect the big bad people to walk in the room and just
the FCC
smack
folks coming in
the head and say, "No, you off, no."
Yeah, we're always. But not to mention that we're a wholesome family show, and we also we have an image to uphold, right?
Yeah.
Did you have something you wanted to say? Because you're coming up to the microphone you did. You know, I've asked this, or we've sort of touched on this a little bit, but I want to hear again from some of you other folks. What is next for Youth Voice, or for you, as Youth Voice participants? What are you planning to do with your life? What are you planning? Where are you planning to go? What are you planning to focus on?
Well, I mentioned before that I'm going to go to ECC. And get into the whole radio thing as much as I possibly can. No, try to get into like English classes. I have to take remedial classes anyways, and it's close to my house, so I figure.
But so you're thinking that radio might be
a direction that I want to go.
If not, then I want to
go into something where I have to talk.
You have to, because there's no choice.
No, there isn't.
Because you're going to talk.
Telemarketing. Hi, I'm part of the Republican Party. They hang up. Hi, I'm part of the Democratic Party.
All right. Thank you.
Jessica has two choices. It's radio or porn.
Oh, you. Josh. Unbelievable. These are the moments. These are the moments where I say, why do I do this? Yes.
I am. I am going to be going to BCC, Bellevue Community College,
right,
and going into KSER's sister station, according to the lady I talked to there. I told her I did Youth Voice and that I wanted to get involved in the radio, and she said, "Oh, what station's that on?" I said, "KSER in Everett," and she said, "Well, that's our sister station," and I was like, "Oh, okay." So ends up, I'm going to be on KSER's sister station, which will be kind of nice.
I didn't know about that either. We're going to have to ask Ed. I saw Ed floating around here just a moment ago. We're going to have to ask Ed about that because I had never heard we had a sister station.
Well, that's what they told me. So I'm just going to, you know, take their word for it.
Very cool.
But I'm going to be doing that, and I'm going to finish up my associate's degree, and either I'm going to go live in a box in New York and wait tables and look for that big break, or I'm going to go and find some school to waste my money and life away at.
All right.
Either way, I feel like I'm a winner.
You are a winner. You are. Hi, Lena.
Hi.
What's your plan, my friend?
You know what? I'm still in high school. It's been pointed out many times, I'm the youngest one here, so I still got a year of high school up. 2 years counting this year, so let's stop counting. It'll just add up. But I love what I'm doing here, and I love the people at KSER and the environment at KSER. So I'm gonna do my best to stay involved at KSER one way or another, whether that means Nate and I get to juice out a little bit of airtime, or if we get to, you know, just help out behind the scenes, or I get to, you know, move CDs around, whatever it is. I really like what I'm doing here, and I'm hopefully going to go into something
through this, I've really found a passion for politics. And
yeah, yeah.
So that's my main drive and interest is going into policy making. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I think that as we move into the final moments of our final show, I think it's really important to really recognize what a wonderful opportunity KSER is. I mean, it is that they would allow us 90 minutes, 5 minutes of live radio time.
They're taking a risk every time, and it's the best gift anyone could ever give the teens of this community is a place to express ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I mean, the folks that we need to thank are Ed Bremer, of course, who's just unbelievably supportive. Yeah. And that's not to say that he hasn't had issues with our show, and he definitely has. I've had issues with our show. Just a few moments ago, I had an issue with our show. But the idea is that there was never a time that Ed didn't believe in what we did, and Ed didn't support what we did. And always, if Ed had an issue with our show, it was only to push us and make us more professional, to make our show better.
And he still supports teens' involvement. And absolutely. I'm sure anyone in this room who wants to stay involved in KSER could, and that's what is so great about this, is it's volunteer, and he'll, you know, support you 100%.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've just had a wonderful experience here, and I wish we could just gather all the teens together to, you know, say one final thank you to Ed and the board of directors who supported the idea, you know, from the outset. It's just been a wonderful experience for me as a human. But the effect that we've had on people's lives, you can't measure it, and you can't even, it's hard to even describe it, because it's just, it definitely defies just, you know, description and definition, the wonderful things that we've talked about and the opinions that we've discussed have given kids a basis to, you know, sort of change the way they feel about themselves and the world. It's just been awesome.
It's given a lot of kids in this room a passion, which is something a lot of kids lack, a drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Josh E.
Well, you know, you really touched on one of the major points of how this youth voice exists. But the other one would have to be Troy Hewitt.
Mm.
And without him, without this man sitting before us, this show would not exist. And he, like someone said earlier, he has put countless hours into it and put up with people like me, myself, and Neil especially. And although we, of course, we haven't all gotten along the best all the time, what do you expect? That's what happens in any family, really. Uh-huh. And so I think we all should give Troy Hewitt a big round of applause for being the man.
Well, thank you, folks. I got to tell you, like I said before, Youth Voice has meant a lot to me. 6 years is a long time to spend every Sunday with young people, and I have just met some of the most phenomenal, funny people. And you're right, there are those moments that things don't go quite right, or there are those moments that you have friction or somebody says something they shouldn't, or, you know, all that stuff. But that's part of what has made Youth Voice so much fun, so unpredictable. So, I mean, every show has been an adventure. I mean, believe me. But I have been enriched by my time spent with you folks every Sunday. I mean, I am truly a better human being for the time I've spent talking to you. So I thank you folks for just giving my life some meaning. I really appreciate it. And I will take your memories, all of you. I will remember you all until the end of my time. So a couple more minutes, Neil, and then we're done.
I know.
Yeah.
It's you gotta have the last word, don't you?
Stretch it out for 2 minutes though, because all right. I'm getting up.
Here's what I'm doing. Not that anyone really cares, but
I care. Okay. I want to know what you're doing.
Lakers 101.
Yuck. All right, go on.
Okay, since my career in adult films didn't really turn out well.
What? I don't understand this. I just want to choke you. All right. Please continue.
I'm going to be attending the Art Institute of Seattle. I'm going to take their audio production class.
Good for
which
you.
Is about a two-year class. I'm going to be starting in the winter. And I'm probably going to be moving up to Seattle here very soon.
I can't. You know what, Neil? We need to keep in touch, because I want to see. Now, you're from where?
Arlington.
He's from Arlington. He's moving to Seattle. Now, Neil's kind of a hipster for Arlington, and he's going to be moving to Seattle, and he's going to be exposed to a whole new world of fun and ideas. And
I'm going
to
bring a cow with me.
Yes, please do, just for memories.
Yeah. And so I'm going to be taking that class, living life till its fullest, going to shows, having fun.
Right on. All right, folks, this is it. The final moment. I want to say thanks.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you
very much. Good job.
Thanks to Ed. Thanks to you folks here. Thanks to Nate. Thanks to our good friend that follows us up with Pastures of Plenty. I actually haven't seen him for a long time. I have to go talk to him.
Mr. Moody, our substitute folks, teacher, our favorite one.
If there's one thing that I hope our regular listeners would take away from all of this, and it's the thing that means the most to me, is spend some time talking to your kids. Spend some time talking with teens because they've got some stuff to say. I'm going to cry. All right. I love y'all. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be loving you weather, times of good or bad, happy or sad. Ooh, yeah. Well, the times of good or bad, happy or sad. Why people break up? Oh, and turn around and make up. I just came to see you'd never do that to me. Would you, baby? It's being around you. All I see is what I want to do. We ought to stay.